From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. More than half of New York elementary school students are ineligible for the Vivalent COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine is designed to target both the original strains of coronavirus and the newer Omicron variants, according to data compiled by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The U.S. Federal Drug Administration approved Pfizer-BioNTech bivalent shot for children ages 5 to 11 and a Moderna version for ages 6 and up last week. However, the eligibility requirements include anyone who has not completed the initial vaccine series at 2 months ago, and only 42.5% of the children ages 5 to 11 in New York have completed the initial vaccine series, according to the CDC figures. And New York's COVID-19 immunization rates are higher than the rest of the country, with an average immunization rate of 31.4% for the same age group. Completion of the initial COVID-19 series is higher for middle and high school students at 76.4% for youth ages 12 to 17, making most middle and high school kids eligible for the new booster. For adults, more than 93% of people over the age of 50 have completed the series, according to the CDC. COVID-19 case numbers do remain relatively low statewide. The CDC is reporting community levels in Greene and Columbia counties are now at medium. But State Department of Health data shows that hospitalizations are again starting to spike in much of upstate New York. State data shows that hospitalizations and confirmed cases are primarily climbing among people over 65, suggesting that the vast majority of infections are going unreported. Local health officials expressed concern about rising COVID-19 levels last week. State officials are encouraging all New Yorkers to get the COVID-19 and flu vaccines as soon as possible. Residents are urged to contact their local pharmacy, county health department, or health care provider to get a booster. Visit vaccines.gov, text their zip code to 438829, or call 1-800-232-0233 to find nearby locations. Read the full story in the Times Union. Liz Montgomery is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The regular heat benefit for 2022-23 will open on November 1st. Known as the Home Energy Assistance Program, HEAP can help eligible New Yorkers heat and cool their homes. According to the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance, those eligible may receive one regular HEAP benefit per program year and also be eligible for emergency HEAP benefits if they are in danger of running out of fuel or having their utility service shut off. Eligibility and benefits are based on income, household size, the primary heating source, and the presence of a household member who is under age 6, age 60 or older, or permanently disabled. For a household of one, the maximum gross monthly income to qualify is $2,852. That amount increases based on the number of people in a home. For example, a family of four can earn up to $5,485 each month. For eligible homeowners, the heating equipment repair and replacement benefit can help with repairs or replacement of a furnace, boiler, and other direct heating equipment necessary to keep the primary heating source working. This benefit is available now. Eligible households can also receive energy efficiency services, including the cleaning of primary heating equipment. There is also chimney cleaning, minor repairs, and installation of carbon monoxide detectors or programmable thermostats if needed. Information is available at the Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance website, and you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the U.S. Department of Justice has awarded $20 million in grants to police departments nationwide to purchase new body armor. Through the department's Bureau of Justice Assistance, 189 police jurisdictions in New York are sharing $1.2 million. In the Hudson Valley, several departments have been awarded grants ranging from $1,000 to nearly $50,000 for the purchase of new body armor, commonly referred to as bulletproof vests. Putnam County was awarded $49,764 for body armor, while Columbia County is getting $12,381 and Sullivan County has been awarded $7,425 and Greene County will receive $4,800 for the vest. The City of Hudson will receive $7,981 and the Town of Hunter was awarded $2,985. Among the largest awards given, the City of Kingston Police Department, $20,000, and Schoharie County, $10,275. The grant requires the municipality to match the grant amount dollar for dollar. The price of a ballistic vest ranges from $300 to $1,000, depending on the features and level of safety. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.